When you arrive at Teresa DeAnda's house on the edge of Early Mart, you might think the biggest health threat here is her pack of dogs. But from DeAnda's perspective, the almond orchard directly across the street and the nearby vineyards and fields are much more dangerous.
It's nice not having neighbors across the street, but it's not nice having all the spraying and the tilling of the dirt.
DeAnda is 53, the mother of 7 kids and a grandmother to 8. She's lived in the house most of her life and has long been concerned about the chemicals used nearby. But she didn't think she could do anything about them. That changed in 1999 after what she calls the big accident.
In November, that's when a big cloud of pesticides came into town and got a lot of people sick.
That big cloud was caused when the soil fumigant metam sodium was injected into a field about a quarter mile from Early Mart, but was not sealed properly with water. The sickest people were taken to a nearby school. They were told to remove their clothing and were hosed down, she recalls.
They were poisoned and they were having to be decontaminated. I mean, I understand that decontamination is necessary, but not that kind of decontamination. It was ridiculous. It was inhumane, and it was terrible that happened in 1999. People were treated like cattle.
DeAnda was scared for her family's health and downright angry. She has a high school degree and had worked as a caretaker. She had no background knowledge of pesticides, but that didn't stop her from raising awareness about them. She started studying, organizing residents in her Tulare County farmworker community, and attending advocacy meetings with United Farmworkers and other groups. The Early Mart incident and DeAnda's reaction helped put the pesticide drift problem on the front burner. That's according to Jill Harrison, an assistant professor of sociology at the University of Colorado Boulder and the author of Pesticide Drift and the Pursuit of Environmental Justice.
The Early Mart incident really helped to put pesticide drift on the map, partially because there was media coverage of the way that people were treated after the incident. But Teresa gets a lot of credit, I think, for organizing her community members and insisting that something be done to address the problem and not letting it die.
But the problem didn't start or end in Early Mart. In 2002, DeAnda heard about another metam sodium accident, this time in Arvin, another farmworker community. She went door to door, gathering more information about the incident.
Their stories sounded just like Early Mart stories. It was crazy. They said they had been vomiting and they were throwing their kids in the bathtub. It smelled terrible. Their eyes were watering, burning as if they had chili in their eyes. All the same symptoms as Early Mart had, the Arvin people experienced.
Soon, it happened again. In 2003, the culprit was chloropicrin in a Lamont farm labor camp. It became clear that pesticide drift could be disastrous for community, but there were no established plans in place to deal with it.
They know what to do when there's floods. They know what to do when there's fires. They know what to do when there's earthquakes. They have protocol. But for pesticide accidents, there's not. And with hundreds of millions of pounds of pesticides applied in this area, there needs to be a plan.
DeAnda tackled this problem with her Early Mart community group and other advocacy groups. The result of their work was Senate Bill 391, carried by then-State Senator Dean Flores. Enacted in 2005, it was intended to improve the state's response to major pesticide drift incidents by ensuring victims get appropriate medical care and attention.
My committee people, they were just so proud of themselves that they were just housewives and farm workers, didn't speak English, and here they were directly passing a bill. We passed a bill. It was great.
By then, DeAnda was also the Central Valley Coordinator for Californians for Pesticide Reform. With that group, she fought for tighter pesticide buffer zones, which regulate the use of pesticides near schools, residential areas, and farm labor camps. She also helped launch programs in Kern and Fresno counties that make it easier for residents to report environmental problems and get them resolved. Her advocacy is guided by her conviction that pesticides are a necessity of agriculture, but they're also dangerous.
I don't like the ones that cause cancer. I don't like the ones that cause reproductive damage, neurological damage. I don't like those. Those should not be used where they can get on people. I think that's wrong.
DeAnda might never know if the pesticides she's been exposed to were the cause of her illness. In March of 2012, she learned she had liver cancer.
When I heard I had cancer, I kind of thought that's a cruel irony, but I can't prove it. So, you know, I used to go out to every pesticide accident that I could when they would call me, I would be out there. And it probably wasn't smart, but I just thought, it'll never happen. I won't get cancer. And I did.
She spent almost a year in Florida waiting for a liver transplant. She finally got it in April. Fresno Metro Ministry is honoring Deanda tonight for her advocacy with the community group, the Committee for the Well-Being of Early Mart. It's a well-deserved recognition, says Kevin Hamilton, who's the chief program officer at Clinica Sierra Vista. He says she's an inspiration, especially to women who are concerned about their family's health.
She continues to be an example for people everywhere, that anyone can be an advocate, that anyone can speak truth to power, that anyone can drive change.
Deanda's work is on hold right now while she recovers. But her passion for educating people about pesticides is still evident.
The main thing is to not take it. Don't accept the drift. Don't accept the dust being kicked up in the lot next door or something. You should always do something. Don't just let it go, because it'll keep on happening.
And she might have found a new cause, too. Now, she says, she's also a big advocate for organ donation. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.